It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Well, right before I left to goof off for a week, Larry Weber dropped the bombshell on us that raptor counts are actually going to start kicking in this week, this weekend. John Richardson is the fall count director at Hawk Ridge, and he joins us on the phone this morning to fill us in on all the muddy details. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lisa. Great to hear your voice.
So what's the... What? What? It's too soon to be fall, for one thing.
I know, but the birds don't know that. They're just doing their thing, and we have to work around that, unfortunately.
So,
well, not fall.
Well, so the count actually got going last Saturday.
Yeah. It was August 15th, and I mean, to be honest, some things start moving before that. They start what we call dispersing. They fledge their nest, and they start sort of spreading out all of a sudden, you know, from when they was just the adults that came back and fill up the woods. Now it's like fourfold because everybody's got babies, and all these fledglings have to find food. So we're there to count basically a lot of those younger birds that are starting to migrate.
So birding in the time of social distancing, or physical distancing, rather, birding is one of those things that you can do that, like many outdoor activities, is fairly easy to do and keep 6 feet away from the person next to you, unless perhaps it's Hawk Ridge and they're doing raptor counting, and you want to know what's going on and you want to ask questions. Let's talk a little bit about how things are going to look a little bit different, or maybe need to be handled differently. Are people going to need masks when they go up to Hawk Ridge?
Yeah, well, this is something that we've sort of wrestled with all summer, and we came up with different scenarios of, you know, what's it going to look like, and it's, you know, it's still kind of an evolving, fluid situation, as they say. And, you know, basically what we've had to do is we've got to keep the counters in a bubble. We've got to keep them healthy, because if they get sick, then the count's kind of done. So we're keeping people away from the platform, as much as I hate to do that, because I love having the kids come up. And they're kind of standing there at our little barrier that says, sorry, there's a pandemic, you can't come through. And I feel terrible. They look like they're standing out in the rain and they want to come in. But
if they were mimes, they could press their noses against imaginary glass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of a tough one. You know, we're obviously, we have our protocol that we've set out, and we're, you know, asking people to practice the things that the state and the city are, you know, recommending. A lot of it's sort of common sense. And, you know, for the most part, people have been very good. They're conscious about the 6 feet apart and wearing a mask. So it's a bit, you know, there's the odd, you know, you get a family that are in their bubble and they're not wearing a mask. But everybody right now seems to be doing, you know, really well, and we're still able to ask, you know, answer questions. When it comes to September and it really gets busy, it could be a different story, because, as you know, everybody's traveling up the North Shore. The numbers are up, and it looks that way for us too. And, you know, we're sort of working hard with the city council to try and come up with the best sort of scenario to handle all these people. I mean, we've, you know, just at the weekend, we handled over 300 people, and that's the beginning of the season. That's kind of unheard of. So, you know, September could be very busy. There's a lot of traffic, and so it's kind of a fluid situation, but we're doing our best.
So folks can still ask questions of the folks on the platform, but you need to do it from behind the barrier. I've always thought I didn't want to ask anybody a question on the platform because I figure that what if you lose count because you're talking to somebody?
Well, no, that's a good question. And I remember when I would go up years ago, and I always thought, oh, don't want to disturb them, you know. But what I would say, as being doing this for a few years now, is that, you know, it's quite all right. And you know, you can always say, I'll be right with you in a moment. And we always try to answer people's questions. So don't be afraid. And we will also, there will be other staff around come September 1st. So there will be people that you can ask questions to. But you're very welcome to, if it was a normal year, I'd say, come on up, ask a question, no problem. And I can talk to you while I'm counting, you know, but it's hard to talk through the back of my head because, of course, where you come in is behind us. But no, I don't want to discourage people. We just have to be, you know, it's just a different situation this year, and hopefully we won't have to deal with it next year.
Right. So just use the, like you say, the common sense things that we've been talking about. The staff available at Hawk Ridge have superpowers. The thing I've discovered about experienced birders is that they can see and hear things that normal humans and some dogs cannot see or hear. And they'll point up in the sky, look, it's a turkey vulture coming in, you know, and everybody stands there and you know, 5 minutes later, you can actually see something in the sky, but they've already seen this. And they can hear things, and they're so knowledgeable, so friendly. It's wonderful to take advantage of their skills to help you find things and kind of get you started. And once you've spotted some things, you start to get really enthused about it. One of the things, John, that you're looking at for September, because September really can be a crush of people up there at Hawk Ridge, and folks kind of try to spread out anyway. I think birders are really conscious of personal space, and they want to give everybody personal space. The city is apparently considering closing a chunk of the road up there, which I think they've done in the past. Can you talk about that a little bit? Where's that idea?
Well, I mean, that's we came up with different scenarios, and one of those was to close off the road where the tarmac is for September and October so that people could spread out because, you know, as anybody that's been up there mid-September, it can get very crowded. You know, we handle around 18,000 people a season. So, you know, you kind of get the idea. And now with everybody traveling up the shore because people aren't flying, they're not, you know, they're coming up to this wonderful area and the numbers are up. So we're certainly concerned with that. And we are still sort of in dialogue with the city to try and we don't want to disrupt things, but also we have to be sensible about it. And people are going to come regardless. So let's try to do this in a, you know, in a sensible way. So, like I say, it's still a fluid situation, still working with it. You know, bureaucracy, it goes slow. But, you know, we're not at the peak yet. We've still got time. And we have a good relationship with the folks at the city council. But they're listening to us and they're taking us seriously. And we're keeping track of the numbers. And like I said, the numbers are way up for August. So if this is a harbinger of what's coming in September, we really need to be careful on what we do, because you get that many people and they want to spread out. And then also you've got the traffic coming through. And a lot of times that traffic doesn't come through slowly. And we want to keep people safe. You know, we don't want anything silly to happen.
It has been wonderful to go up there on some occasions where the road has been closed, because you still don't have very far to walk always, and there is room to spread out. Again, I think birders kind of like their personal space anyway a little bit, to talk quietly with themselves and with one another about what it is that they're seeing and that kind of thing. And you soon learn that people are concentrating, they're paying attention, and they're not interested in engaging in idle chit-chat, which I think is one of the very cool things about birders. So if folks want to come up now for the next few weekends, follow the signs, take guidance. If there's staff there, take guidance from the staff. ask your question from behind the barrier politely to the folks on the platform, and they'll get with you as quickly as they can. And practice social distancing if you're concerned, or if you want to be extra considerate of other people. Wear your mask even if you're outside. If it looks like you're going to be kind of mushed, you know, like there's a lot of people there, wear your mask. Be on the safe side.
Yeah, exactly. And I must add, and I'm very excited for this. I haven't seen them yet, but we will have our very own Hawkridge masks.
So, oh, fantastic.
So if you forget one, don't worry about it. We're going to have some September 1st. So, but yeah, I'm really excited for that. But yeah, no, I mean, don't be discouraged about coming, and don't be discouraged about asking questions. There'll be people there. We're going to be in a limited capacity, just because it's the year that it is, and everybody's in a new situation, and we're kind of scrambling. But we were talking about this in the spring. What we're going to do, and all that sort of pre-planning has really helped, and hopefully we can make it just as good a experience as before. So, young and old, new. If you've never been before, just come up and just enjoy it. You know, we just love sharing what we have up here. Duluth has one of the premier places to watch all kinds of birds, including the hawks. And it's a beautiful view. I always say I've got the best office window in the world.
Boy, no kidding. All right, you got to tell me one final thing. Have you seen the design for the new masks? The Hawkridge masks?
I haven't. You think they were revealing the new Rolls Royce or something?
I well, mean,
this is under secrecy, but you're going to love it, Lisa. You're going to love it.
I'm really hoping that, you know, you can put it on and it looks like you have an eagle beak or a peregrine falcon beak or an owl beak.
That was my thought, too. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, I think that'd just be fabulous.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like yelling it at you.
And so you kind of look like you had, you know, a crabby face, you know, because, I mean, well, eagles don't have a really smiley face. And the only time that snowy owls look like they're laughing and having fun is when in reality they're stressed.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's, you know, but it would still be really good to, like, wear an intimidating red-tailed hawk face.
Yes, exactly. I thought you were going to suggest putting me on the mask. I thought, no, they will not sell, Lisa. They won't sell.
Oh, I don't know. I think if you tried to tell somebody you were John Cleese, maybe they'd go for it.
Oh.
It's just a thought. It's just a thought. Exactly. Look, we have got John Cleese on the mask right here. See?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, well. I should say, Lisa, quickly before I go, look up in the sky in the evening the next week or so, because all of the nighthawks are going to be migrating through. They're already started. They haven't peaked yet, but look up between 5 and 8 o'clock. If you're out in the yard on your porch, look up, and the nighthawks, and they're amazing to watch. So be aware of that in the next week or so.
Absolutely. Will do, John, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Take care, Lisa. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
John Richardson, our guest here on Green Visions. He's the Hawkridge Fall Count Director. And Hawkridge doing their darndest to make sure everybody stays safe and can social distance and yet still enjoy Hawkridge. And the numbers of people coming up the shore to watch everything that's going on are up, way up for August. And if that's an indication for September, could be a situation. Hawkridge is on it. They're working with the city to manage it, and they'll keep everyone in the loop, as we will here at KUMD. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior Supplier of Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.